Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiur B'Siyat V'Shemayim, the incredible Torah of the Maharal. We are in the Sefer HaGvuros, in the 64th Perek, where Rabbeinu is going through the Hallel, which is amazing, because we say Hallel all the time. It's good to understand what we're saying. HaShemayim Shemayim L'Hashem, V'aretz Nesan L'Vnei Adam. This Shiur should be a special Tzchus for Rabbi Marim Narasi, the Tzchus Moshe V'Peshtina, Brian Sob and Moshe Mordechai, and the Fuas Harav Avram Yosef ben Chanan of Shai ben Leah, Baruch Hurt ben Saritz Perba, Sheva Bas Sarachai, and Simchai ben Sivya, Orna Del Bas Chayachana, Chayachana Bas Orna Del, and HaShemayim Shemayim L'Hashem V'aretz Nesan L'Vnei Adam. The heavens belong to God, and the earth He gave to man. Perush, Hashem is Baruch Hu Atov, V'Mashpi Atov. Hashem is good, and He's Mashpi good. He's Melech Atov, He's good, V'Meitiv L'Kol, like we say in Benchim. In the Nesiv HaAvoda, Rabbeinu writes, HaTov HaMeitiv, Ein Zavak Mitzad HaShem Yisbarach, Shu Tov HaMeitiv, V'Nasen Tov HaAl Tov HaMeitiv, V'Zehu Eino, Mitzad HaMakav HaKlal, Ak Mitzad HaShem Yisbarach, HaShem Hu Tov HaMashpi HaTov, K'chomer HaTov HaMeitiv, K'chomer HaShem Yisbarach, Mitzad Atzmo HaTov HaMeitiv. So this is that HaShem is good, and He bestows good, so that's Mitzad HaShem. Now Mitzad us, Mitzad Hashem, He's Tov, He's good, essentially, inherently, intrinsically good, as we perceive Him. Mas Machshava Tfisa Beklal, we're talking about as we perceive Him. And He's Meitiv, He also does good for us. Derech Chaim, Perakei, Mishnehei, Hashem is Baruch Hu HaTov, Mashpi Al Adam. HaTov Agav, God is good, and He gives man complete good. Beragola, Beravi, it's the derech of the shalom that He's mashpia good to others. And since God is good, He's mashpia the world. Good. So we see here that Hashem is good because He's meitiv. He's intrinsically good. And He's meitiv to others. In addition, Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer HaTiferes, in the 12th Perek, Mitov Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the Gemara in Menachos, and that from Gimel on the base, Yavo Tov Yikavo Tov Mitov LaTovim. Yavo Tov is Moshe. Mitov, and he's going to be Yikavo Tov from Tov, who's Tov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu kadosh v'nivdol min ha-chomer b'li tachlis. He is completely divorced from chomer. Like the Malachi Ashar is sanctify him. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Separate from chomer. So another reason he's good. He's good. It's how that he gives to us. He's tov and he's mashpia tov. And he's also nivdol min ha-chomer. In the Nesiv Gmilus Chasodim, Rabbeinu writes, he's Magdir, the Baal Chesed, Ki Baal Gmilus Chasodim Yishbo Atova Gama. Shum Meitiv Lachim, somebody who's a Baal Gmilus Chesed, has complete good, because he does good to others. Vadna Kozir Shal Schus Vedakus Achon. And he's not such a materialistic person. Beinu Adam Chom Vigom, he's not completely materialistic. Ki Chomer Yenam Ashpia. Because Chomer doesn't give. Chomer is a taker. Chazam Aram is Einam Aretz Chasid. Amaretz is a very materialistic person, doesn't have the midas of a chassid as fast as Tov HaLachim. Somebody who's chomri is a mekavel, and he's not a mashpia. And therefore, Baal Yigom Lechassadim, they're osim tov, they're mashpia, they're not chomri. So you see, it really goes together. Those who are mashpia and others are not chomri, and that's Hashem. Hashem is divorced from chomri, and he's a mashpia. find another reason that Hashem is Tov, and then Nesiv Koach HaYetzer. Rabbeinu writes in the first parak, Ki HaYetzer Hazeh Hashem Yisbarach Karo So Ra. The Yetzer, Hashem called it evil, as we see in the Pasuk. Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Ura, Sukkot and Bezim Ralev, quoting gracious Ches Chof Alev. Ra! Yetzer Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu called it Ra. Vein Safek Shein Davar Hever Davar Rakmo Ra Latoiv. There's no contrast like good from bad. Hashem is absolute good, and he's calling out the Yetzer for being absolute bad. It's the opposite of good. Hashem must be, he must exist. And the Metzius is Tov. Reality is good. And Hashem is mechuyev ametzias. The Yetzer is the opposite. It's ra. It's header. It's lacking. It's called ra. Because the one who is tov is mechuyev ametzias. And this is ra. This is the opposite of ametzias. This is header. This is lacking. This is nothingness. This is hevel havar. The idea that, so here we have another idea that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Tov because he's Metzius. He's the absolute Metzius. And Metzius is good. Ve'ar so ki Tov. And then Midarach HaTov Lehetiv. You see this in numerous places. Bekisvei Rabbeinu. For example, in the Be'er HaGoyla, in the Be'er Revi, Ki Zeh Derech Hashem Shemashpi HaTov L'Zulah. So the Shalem is Mashpi HaTov to others. And since Hashem is Tov, Hishpi HaSolem. That's what Rabbeinu writes over here. Hashem Yisrael Rasulam Bnei Adam. Hashem Yisbarach is Tov. He's Mashpia Tov. Because Hashem Yisrael Rasulam Bnei Adam calls him to be Yisbarach. It's all God's goodness. Hashem Mashpia Tov Adam Tzayim Litein Lema Adarz. And he gave us the earth. Now this pasuk of Hashem Yisrael Rasulam Bnei Adam is talking about Hashem's good. That he's Mashpia, he's native in Bnei Adam to give us the earth. What's the word? Does the pasuk say? If the pasuk is talking about the good, what's the shemaim shemaim l'Hashem? So that's hopefully we'll get to that. Not this year, future year. The point is that the Maharal that this pasuk is talking about Hashem's good that He gave us the earth. It says Hashem Rotz Melo. It says Shemaim Shemaim Lo Rotzon Nevdan Bnei Adam. On one hand, God gave us the earth. Baritz Nasan Bnei Adam. On the other hand, it says Hashem Rotz Melo. The earth belongs to Hashem. So which one is it? Does the earth belong to Hashem or did He give it to us? The Gemara's answer is not a question. Here's before the bracha. Here's after the bracha. After the bracha, it's ours. Before the bracha, it's His. Perish double zeh. Really, everything belongs to God. As Rabbeinu writes in Der Chaim, Hakol Kodesh Shemayim. Ben Liberia back here, David Shum is David Mitzadim, but Mishpach Yisrael Shu is Baruch Mavorach, Yisrael Lekach Mashpil and Mitzayim. Hashem gives us bracha, but we don't deserve it. So back in the Der Chaim, Perakim Mishne Zayin, Rak Mitzad Hashem is Baruch Ubrach, Vachol Asher Ubrach, Mashpil Baruch Lutzulah. So Hashem is blessed. And he's mashpi a blessing to us. That's the idea of baruch. Baruch is that you're mashpi to others. Chol olam el Hashem yizbarach. Let's see if Hashem rotz melo. Miachashu el Hashem yizbarach. Shaykh el Hashem. El hakol shem kedusha bu kodesh. Shkol dovashu el Hashem yizbarach hu kodesh. Ach kasher hu noisim the bracha ba'al pi shaykhul. It's that a bracha she yizbarach baruch. Lachen hu mashpi a bracha sol ha'achir v'yotze la'achir. Zen yam brach shemashpi alachem, zeh yotzei apri l'chulim, and Hashem yizbarach b'mashu mashpi alachem. So what do you have? You have the world belongs to God. Hashem rotzim l'vara. And since it belongs to God, it's all holy. You can't take it for yourself. But when you make a bracha, then God is giving it to you. Hashem is Baruch, he's mashpiyat onto you through your bracha. And through the bracha, it goes out to Chulin. In other words, Baruch shows that the giver has a lot of ribui. He has a multiplicity. He has much. He has a lot. And if he's mashpia to others, somebody who's not mevorach isn't mashpia. It says in Gorarie, Gracious, Yudbeis. Whoever Avram is blessed, because he's mevorach, he's filled with bracha, he passes that on. Shem kaviyachol is filled with bracha, he passes that on. If nothing of is really belongs to us mitzad adin, Hashem gives it to us mitzad achesed. Feel a koydim shenosan a bracha lakodesh bracha lakodesh bracha lakodesh bracha. Before you gave the bracha to Hashem, it all still belongs to him because it's really his. We don't have anything mitzad adin, like Moshe Rabbeinu dav mitzad hachanunim. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu even dav b'loshon tachanunim. Even he's not deserving. Unfortunately, sometimes we take things for granted. And when people lose things that they take for granted, like, hey, how can you take that away from me, God? The answer, of course, is, I'm not saying to say this to people, offend them, maybe, but who said it wasn't ours in the first place? It was just the chesed of Hashem. So you took away the chesed. Every day somebody puts at your doorstep an envelope, and it's $5,000 in cash. It's great, then you get used to it. After 6 months, it stops. Like, hey, where's my money? Hashem Baruch Hu gives us so much chesed. Whenever it stops, he was like, hey, what happened? How come this organ isn't working well? That organ isn't working well. This person died, that person died. It was a chesed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created everything, so it's all his. Not only that, Hakol Nivra L'Chvodo. Everything was created by God and it was created for the glory of God. Hakol Nivra L'Shamish is a Shemis Baruch, like Rabbeinu writes. He says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Nevi'im the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us is machayev that it all belongs to him. And the fact that it's all the Chvodo is machayev that the Nevi'im have Kedusha, like the Kedusha of a carbon. Just like a carbon is for Hashem, so to the world. So the bailus of Hashem, Rabbeinu writes, is because he created it. And the kiddusha is because it's lechvoda. That's Lashem Rabbeinu b'nesiv avoda, perikit dalet. Kol olam el Hashem yizbarach. Shu bora es hakol. Hashem created everything. Ve'en olach alo mekiyav shebra. Hare el Hashem yizbarach ein misham shem klum. Vokum oshar kachim shem lavo esay yizbarach. Don't say that they're not serving Hashem, unlike kachim that do serve Hashem. It's not true. Ki hakol nivra l'sham v'shitz Hashem yizbarach. Ki hakol bara l'chvodo yizbarach. Ki nivraim kulam, we have some nira kavod ma'isav. It's all here to serve Hashem, and therefore they're kadosh. Since it's here to serve Hashem, it's kadosh. So again, Hashem created the world. That makes it His. And the fact that everything is l'chvodo makes it holy. And until we make a bracha, we can't use it. Hakim tachi baruch, mashbir tov v'tzayim, v'zei yicholam v'biris lan v'tzayim. We can be nana, because He gave it to us. Minani gave it to us. I think Chizkir Zakan Loimaki Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Aretz Nisan Lefnei Adam. It's a tuba Shu Baruch Shu Nasan Aretz Lefnei Adam. I think Chizkir Gamkin Atobu Yisrael. So He gave the earth to man, and therefore He's also going to give the good to us. We'd ask, what do we need the Reisha for? The saves verse, the son of Nei Adam, that he's doing a chesed, that he gives us the world. But what's the Reisha? Shemayim Shemayim Lashem. The whole point of the pasuk is to tell us Hashem's chesed. Why? What do you mean Shemayim Shemayim Lashem? Why does it say Shemayim Shemayim Lashem? Why does it say twice? Zohar Kodesh, she says, it's talking about the Shemayim Hashemayim. Whatever that means. But Al-Pi Pshat, if we would have said Hashemayim Lashem just once, we'd have understood where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his violence over the Shemayim. If it's the second Shemayim, to explain Hashem's violence, the very fact that Shemayim is created to be Shemayim, because of that, it's Shayach to Hashem. As if the Pasuk is saying, Hashemayim, that was created to be Shemayim, Shayachim Lashem Shebaro. HaShemayim, the Shemayim that we know about, was created to be Shemayim. So when it was created, we didn't know about it yet. It wasn't known. But afterwards it was known. So HaShemayim, the Shemayim that people know, Shemayim Lashem was created for Hashem. Be His. So the second word in the Reisha corresponds to the second word in the Sefer, or it's Nasan of Ne'adam. In the Sefer, the word Nasan explains the reason for Hashem's bialus. It explains the bialus of people over the earth. Because it's Nasan of Ne'adam was given to them. Since it was given to us, we have bialus. So to the Reisha, Shemayim, second word, Shemayim, Shemayim, explains the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by this over the Shemayim. Because they were created by Him. For Him. And now we understand why we have to say the Reisha, Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, in addition to the Sefer. If it just would have said, it's the sound of Bnei Adam, it wouldn't have been clear what's the nature of this giving. Is it Chesed or Din? After it says, Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, with this we know that every niver, it's an etzem ayosam niver, the very fact that he's a creation, he's shaykh to Hashem who created him. And since the aretz is included in the nivraim, therefore it's also shaykh to Hashem. And if we find that the aretz is shaykh to Bnei Adam, so then this is Hashem's chesed, that he gave it to be made of Bnei Adam. So it's outside of Shemayim. The Shemayim that we know was created to be a Shemayim Hashem. Because He created it. Mamela, it's His. The Aretz and the land that He created, no sound of any other, He gave it to us. But otherwise we wouldn't get it. It's all chesed. So the Reish is helping to explain the Sefer. The Sefer is telling us that it's all Chesed. The Reish explains, yeah, it's kept Chesed because the Shemayim he created, and we're not allowed to use that, he kept for himself. And the Aretz, the only reason we're allowed to use it is because of Chesed Hashem after our Baruch. Just would have said Rod Sam and the other, maybe it wouldn't have been din. He gave it to us bidin. We see now like that, Shemayim Shemayim Lashem. Al Pidin, the Shemayim belongs to Hashem. And the male of Arts and Son of the other is pure chesed. Since he gave the arts of the Nadim, he's going to mashpia totally Israel, because Shil Shiz Baruch Mavarach, which will cut mashpia in the Mitzayim, like the Lashon of Rabbeinu earlier. And that doesn't change. Yishem Hashem Mavarach Miata Vadoilam. Yom Kufi Gimel Beis, earlier on in Perek Samach Beis, Rabbeinu writes, "Balitin Halal Hashem Mitzad Nitzchis." Shein Hefsekil. Vamer Hishem Hashem Bevarach Miyata Vadaylam. Vamer Shu Nitzchi B'chol Zman Shem Bevarach. B'chol Zman Shem Om Bevarach. V'ein Hefsek. Just keeps going. Hashem's name is there's no stoppage to his the fact that he's blessed and eternal. Yishem Hashem Avracha, the name of Hashem is blessed forever. Mi'ata v'atolim. Nitzchi. Me'mele, since Hashem is Nitzchi, and he's Mevorach Nitzchi, he's filled with blessing, me'mele, he's going to give us the blessing. And that's his nature, because he's Tov. Kibiyachim. All right. Still, obviously, have many thousands of shirim to go, but Baruch Hashem, we learned something important today, and we'll be zocheh to continue in Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.